Or Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Debt ceiling negotiators back at work in Washington, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says,
I think we can make progress today. I'm hoping that we can make progress.
But California Democrat Pete Aguiar warns,
House Democrats are not going to sign on to devastating cuts for teachers, food assistance, or Medicaid.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger says if the nation plunges into default as soon as next week, it could have major consequences for millions of people who rely on government benefits.
It's probably not going to last too long if we do hit that breaching moment, but for a week or two, you really do need to fall back on emergency savings. If you don't have it, take a deep breath. This will get corrected quickly.
Reporter Chris Fox is in Uvalde, Texas today, 1 year after the deadly school massacre.
A private memorial for the victims' families will be held this afternoon at the Uvalde Civic Center. This is where a year ago, law enforcement first told the families that their loved ones did not survive. A public vigil is set for 7:30 at the Memorial Park Amphitheater. That's followed by a butterfly release.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gets into the Republican presidential race later today. CBS's Robert Costa.
DeSantis' team is confident that he can build momentum in the coming weeks. He will be meeting with his donors in Miami in the coming days before a formal campaign launch sometime in the coming weeks, and then a trip to those early voting states.
Texas Republicans investigating GOP State Attorney General Ken Paxton say he tried to hide an affair, misused his office to help a donor, skirted protocols, and built a culture of fear and retaliation in his office. A new legal tangle today for a former attorney already behind bars for murder.
Alex Murdoch has been indicted by a federal grand jury on more than a dozen bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering charges. Prosecutors say the 54-year-old former personal injury lawyer allegedly took money and property from his clients three times. Murdoch is serving two life sentences for the fatal shootings of his 52-year-old wife and a 22-year-old son. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
It was one of the moments during the Biden inaugural.
Even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped that...
Young Amanda Gorman reciting her poem, The Hill We Climb. It's been pulled from a Miami elementary school after a parent complained it's not educational and, quote, contains hate messages. On social media, she says she's gutted by that decision. Nevada's governor says there's a deal in place for financial incentives to help the Oakland Athletics build a ballpark there. Right now on Wall Street, Dow is down 255. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Milwaukee Bucks may be closer to signing a new head coach. ESPN reporting the team has interviewed 15 candidates and narrowed the choice down to three. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. The Phoenix Suns, Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto Raptors, and Detroit Pistons are all on the lookout for a new coach. Gas prices down nearly $1 compared to last year. That's good news if you'll be hitting the roads for the long Memorial Day weekend. AAA expects 800,000 Wisconsinites to head out of town, with the vast majority opting to drive. AAA booking data also shows airfares to top spots are up 40% from this time last year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
A It's not a picture till it's printed.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at Civic Media.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. We are back on the No Sour Ha Ha Funny Power Hour. What is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Yes, indeed. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, of which there's not many left. Womp, womp.
That did not sound like a sympathetic womp, womp. That sounded more like a... Ha ha, you're done, womp womp.
No!
Yeah, it felt like it.
We like it. If we didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it for the last couple months.
It was the first thing to be axed.
Well, it's just, I don't know. So if you missed yesterday's show, we're talking about this. I think all the shows are talking about this. We're having a little bit of a shake-up.
Rearrangement
of the Civic Media schedule as we welcome new local shows to some of the different local stations. We switch everyone who had a three-hour show is going to a two-hour show. It's better for podcasts. It's better just for consistency across all the shows. And for our show in particular, it means we are moving from... we're going to start at 10 instead of 11, and we will be done at 12 instead of 2. And so as we were talking about how to condense 3 hours into 2 hours...
Starting to tear up.
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Hour is now going to be
didn't even say right.
A half hour?
No, don't even. Don't even. If you can't give it a full hour, don't even.
30 minutes of No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power.
Because here's
hour.
The thing, Jane. Here's the thing, Kristen. I see what's going on here. All right. I see through the lies. You start at a half an hour, then it turns into the 15 minute, then it turns into half a segment. Then it's just gone.
Then it's just a game.
Then it's not even a game. No, this is not a game.
This is not a game. We're talking about practice? Not the game. Not the game that I love. We're talking about practice.
And I'm a company man, all right? You understand me? I'm a company man. I understand the moves. But what I don't understand is why you want to axe it with such impunity that you don't even care that it's going away.
We do care that it's going away. Actually, we got a comment yesterday on the live stream that said... Our friend Changerous said, he's like, does that mean no more fun hour?
Yeah, Changerous, guess what?
But now we just have to put fun throughout the entire show.
Nothing's fun anymore. It's not fun. It is the non-fun, ho-hum, salty time.
Great.
Pirate.
I'm so glad, Greg, you don't take things personally.
Whatever, Jane.
Not a sensitive soul at all.
I got the soul of a worn trucker.
But so you only have one more next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Will be your last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. But you will still be here on Wednesdays.
If you'll have me.
We will definitely
have
you.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. At the noon hour, I'm just going to get on my phone. I'll give my number out. And while you're all done, I'm just going to allow people to call in. We'll group chat it, and I'll just talk for like an hour and see what happens.
Discord channel and see who joins.
Totally. I mean, let's see how this goes. This is how Joe Rogan started, right? Joe Rogan started like that way.
Totally.
Just giving out his phone number to people and call in.
Chatting.
Yeah, and then he totally said some cool things, right?
He's
totally. a totally cool guy. You see, I'm an innovator. No difference. Don't even start with me. Don't even start with me.
Is there a different way to pronounce innovator?
No, it's okay. Just innovator. You're thinking of innovative. Jerk. I'm just saying here, I will mourn next week. I will wear all black.
I hope it's really hot.
I look hot in black. Let me tell you.
I actually checked the forecast. It's going to be, we were in it for a beautiful stretch of
weather. I wear a black hat.
Okay.
It's going to be in the 80s.
Oh, God.
Is that hot for you?
Dude, look at me. You're made
for winter.
I am made of like insulation. Like if you were doing an autopsy on me, it would be like, is that cake? No, it's attic insulation inside of him. Which I actually have a joke about in my stand-up. But point is, I will be sad, but you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Jane. I'm happy for the show. I'm happy for everybody. Because I think 2 hours will be perfect. Especially just from my point of view, these last few weeks. Those first hours we've been doing, been real fun.
Real fun.
Yep. Getting good engagement with people. I think that's going to help y'all. But I know we can talk about this off air.
So we're excited. We're excited about the time change. We're excited about the schedule changes. So as you're listening to your favorite shows, nothing's going away. So it just may be in a different...
Getting shifted
around as far as when things are starting, when things are ending. Some things are going in the morning. Some things are going in the afternoon. But that is all officially happening June 5th. So until then, programming per usual. All right.
Yeah.
My question. Jane, you can't answer this because you're not a beer drinker.
All right.
No, not at all?
No.
Buttery Chardonnay.
I should get that as my license plate.
Next to Danger. Well, is it Danger Lady Jane or is it Buttery Chardonnay?
Oh, it's a tough call between the two of those.
But, so I just, is there anyone out there, is there anyone out there who has changed their watery, light beer drinking habits since, I guess in general, but I mean, obviously in reaction to the Bud Light controversy.
I mean, Kid Rock definitely knew how to shoot up a case of beer.
He missed three times.
I know.
But, and I don't, I'm not saying if you're saying I'm not buying it now, or you're saying I am buying it to support them. But there's also, because there's two different articles I found in the last week. One was from Vox, one was from Vice. The Vice one is the beer ad culture war is killing me inside. And then the Vox one is, have all the beers gone woke in investigation? Because apparently, and I didn't see this, even before the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light commercials came out, Miller Lite had done something for Women's History Month as far as a campaign. It was Alana Glazer, who is a comedian, actress. She was in Broad City. And it was basically a campaign around taking old beer ads where women were in bikinis, composting those ads, then like selling them as fertilizer to like grow the hops that then they will use by female beer makers. Like it was very
convoluted. Yeah.
And so then there was some right wing people who got upset about that and like supporting women. And I just in general, like, does this, it obviously is working because while I'm not sure Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch is going broke, sales are down. As I said yesterday, I have a friend who works for Pabst and my friends who work for Miller who've said sales have been up. So certainly this is a protest that has been lasting. So there are people out there who are holding to their guns and like expect these corporations to be your political ally when they are very much not. And I'm just, is there anyone who can attest to either this influencing you on what kind of light beer you buy? 844-967-2789. I would just, if it has, I would love to hear the reason. Because like for me, I'm still going to, well, I'm not going to do anything because I don't think the baby wants Miller Lite. But
they want a craft beer.
They want a craft beer. They want a craft and a, and it, what is Lake it? River West Stein.
River West Stein, East Side Dark, and Extended Play, all available.
Extended Play. That one's, they're all very good.
All available.
But I just, it's interesting to me how many people are, like, it's because we're now that we're entering Pride Month, all the corporations are going to get super pridey and sell stuff. And Target's been doing this for a year, or for years, but even them are kind of getting bullied into taking things down. And so it's just like, but I think this like illusion, and we kind of talked about it yesterday of like brands that we trust and the reputational score, but also like, I don't know, does people really believe that the companies that they buy stuff from believe in what their marketing campaigns say? And that they're like your friend and your ally versus like just doing whatever they can to sell you more stuff?
I think that some people do. I think some people just, like the thing with Target we were talking about before off air, you know, Target has always had a history of doing Pride Month clothing, that kind of stuff. And, but they are a company that has given heavily to Republican candidates in Minnesota.
Totally.
Very anti-LGBTQ commit candidates they've done in the past. So I don't know if it's a matter of like, you know, I can go to Target. I don't have to go to Walmart, or I can buy Pride stuff there, but you know, don't make me face reality. I mean, the fact that this, they're corporations, they're billion-dollar corporations. They will do whatever it takes to make money. Mm-hmm. They do not care even about their own employees' opinions, most likely. If it gets to the bottom line, they'll either do it or not do it. And individuals who are fooling themselves into thinking that Miller Lite or Bud Light or whatever, that's just what they are. They're fools. I mean,
well, and this is because this is from the Vox article, and I thought this was poignant. So, you know, in exactly what you said, because same thing with Anheuser-Busch and then the beer companies, like basically Miller Lite, Molson Coors and Anheuser-Busch basically own almost all of the beer you're going to ever drink.
Pretty much.
In the U.S.
Yep.
And it's basically craft breweries that haven't been bought up by them yet. And that's it. And so, but it's like, so on the one hand, they have these marketing campaigns that are like progressive or woke or whatever. But as you said, the way that they donate, the way that the bills that they're lobbying for, certainly lean a different way. And so this is quoting from the Vox article. It's almost like beer companies do not have a consistent, coherent set of morals and values consumers should look to for cues on what to buy. The same goes for all companies. For that matter, corporations are not your friends, let alone your political allies. Think of it this way. Whatever your political inclinations, the beers are the drinking buddies you suspect don't really have your best interest at heart when they suggest you order one more beer at the bar before you head home. They've been putting all the rounds on your tab and are drinking with the other guy at the bar who really irks you. I was like, that's a good analogy.
That's a great analogy. I mean, this is what it comes down to. None of these companies, none of them, I don't care if it's beer, I don't care if it's clothes, I don't care what it is. If they are a multi-billion dollar company, they don't care about you. They just don't.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
So I'm interested to hear from you if any of this controversy has changed your purchasing habits in the last bit, as far as makes you want to buy it more, wants to make you buy it less. 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Budweiser, you said it all. Here comes the king of beer, so lift your glass, let's hear the call. Budweiser beer's the one that's leading the rest. When you say Bud, and Beechwood aging makes it beer at its best. When you say Bud,
there's nothing left you can say. When you say Bud, the king is right on his way. When you say Bud, the love to spend time in the kitchen. Elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salts, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon. Daytime highs approaching 64. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 42 tonight. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 61. Mainly sunny skies Friday with highs around 69. 73 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Conversation.
Sorry. Exasperation.
Sorry. Go on. I apologize.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jane Matinere, and we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that,
Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metnair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that surprised that was Greg Bach, and of course we have Jay Madden there, and we were talking about I'm looking for
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, Waukesha's famous farmer's market, and The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
CBS News Brief, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says reaching an agreement on raising the nation's debt ceiling would be easy if Democrats would make one simple concession.
The off-ramp here is to solve the problem, to spend less than we spent last year. That's not that difficult.
Negotiations said to be underway at this hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will announce his presidential candidacy on Twitter tonight, says CBS's Robert Costa.
DeSantis' allies say he'll play up his combative politics alongside the tech billionaire, casting himself as a fellow culture warrior on a platform his biggest rival embraced as president.
It was 1 year ago today that 19 students and two teachers were shot and killed at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
A private memorial for the victims' families will be held at the Uvalde Civic Center. This is where a year ago law enforcement first told the families that their loved ones did not survive.
A very difficult day. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee leaders are urging state senators for local control to solve their budget problems. At a Senate committee hearing yesterday, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley described a dire situation.
We will have to make over $100 million in cuts to provide the same level of service that we do now after already cutting approximately $300 million already in the past decade.
For now, the shared revenue bill requires Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to hold referendums to increase local sales taxes. Meanwhile, Madison leaders say they're not getting enough shared revenue under the bill. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway tells the Cap Times an increase of a little more than $2.5 million a year isn't enough. In sports, the Brewers blanked Houston last night 6-0. The rubber match is this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the Fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kids zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
...of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Then.
Of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Then.
Of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Then.
Of your screening, visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Then.
Of your screening, Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Hiking to come into contact with this, or is this kind of just like at a park?
Yeah, so you can definitely find it at a park. It likes sunny areas, so probably not so bad in a forest. It avoids the shade.
Okay.
But it can be found in a wide variety of moisture habitats. So yeah, that's another part of it. But definitely sunny areas.